Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a perfect way to start this podcast. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's how I started the whole fucking day. I woke up this morning and literally, oh, Jesus, was literally the first thing that came out of me.
10 seconds, he's sworn twice.
I have not. No. I swore once, you bastard.
I'm surprised you didn't turn around and go, fuck you, I did not.
Yeah. It's one of those days, I swear to God, I know we went on about it in the show and stuff, but my God, the feeling and the effect that the food has in the body when you overindulge. When you don't listen to your body, when your body says, listen, that's enough now, and you go, you're going to have another one. You turn into a granny to yourself.
Don't tell me what
and
to do.
Your body's going, "That's I'm warning you now, that's enough." You go, "No, you'll have another one, you'll have another one."
Yeah.
Eat more chips, she's not even finished hers. You fucking eat this, but eat that.
It is a strange one.
And you just keep going until you literally, I'm essentially like a... I'm disabled.
It's a flaw, to be honest. Now, you shouldn't take responsibility. This is the great human reaction to it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't take responsibility for that, PJ. It's a flaw.
Yeah.
Whether it's God, if you believe in that, or whether it's nature, or whatever it is, it's a flaw.
It's a flaw.
Why would anybody create something where your stomach expands?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can never fill it if it's going to keep expanding.
I know, but
it's hardly your fault that you can squeeze in more chips and fish than any other human being ever known to man.
It's obviously not the first time it happened. I'm going back to complain.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. I think I should. Wow. I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
So you're going to go back and complain that you gave me too much food.
You saw me eat.
Yeah, but you paid for it. You asked for it. That's not the point.
It isn't the fucking point. If I was sitting in a bar and they gave me 20 pints, right?
Yeah.
I'd be able to sue the bar if I hurt myself, if I spent the next 3 days
can
upset. Yeah, you can, right?
Right.
In America or something. Whereas if I go...
Oh, no, I'm all on for it.
I go in there.
Can you sue for what would you call it? Psychological damage? Like if you go out and make a complete arsehole out of yourself because you're lamped. Can you go back and go, do you know my reputation has been destroyed
as a result of your
irresponsibility?
Yeah, what did you think giving me treple vodkas? You're not even supposed to serve a treple vodka.
Yeah, in fact, there is no such thing as a treple vodka, but still.
Well, what would you call them
then? A triple, maybe.
Well, okay, I'll have two of them. And see, hopefully they won't feel as bad. I did go back to an off license once because I bought, you know, craft beer things before.
Yeah.
I think it was called 8-Ball Stout or something, right? I bought 8-Ball Stout and I went and my God, I was, and there is no other way of putting it, I was bollocks to the moon. I literally had no, I couldn't feel my legs. I was looking into the fridge. You ever find yourself, you're absolutely awesome, I'm looking into the fridge and there's only 3 items in it and you're going, what'll I eat? 3 items.
Wow.
You're like, well, I have tuna and rice. I will have rice and tuna. Hey, you can't figure shit out. I was gone. And I went back to him the next day. No, I wasn't back just to complain. I was buying more beer. But I went back to him the next day and says, what the hell is that shit you sold me yesterday?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, that's sure, that's 7% Like, honestly, if you...
So you should have been drinking it like wine.
Well, yeah.
Whereas you were drinking it like water.
I was drinking it like the fuck. It said beer, like a can. I've been drinking it like a can.
Yeah.
You know, if you went and bought a packet of cigarettes and one of them was like, or they were like super strong lung bangers. If they were called lung banger lights, right?
Yeah.
If you bought lung banger lights, there'd be a picture of a lad with his chest exposed and a doctor and an ambulance or something on the front.
Yeah.
Those cans, they should have a picture of a lad with not able to feel his legs and getting sick on himself.
Exactly.
They should.
They should have a lad who's just pissed himself or whatever and been sick down
in
the front.
Public.
Yeah, exactly. And other people laughing at him.
Exactly. You should be standing in O'Connell Street.
Because that's what will happen.
Yeah, you should be standing in O'Connell Street with, like, you know, the damp, like a big map of Africa going down the side of his leg.
Exactly.
And he's standing there, and everyone pointing and laughing at him, and he's sick on his T-shirt.
Yeah.
And it says, this can is 7.5%. This is what happens.
Yeah.
So when you're buying the next lot, there should be public warnings like that.
Yeah.
And public warnings are much more effective than public warnings of health, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, sure, it's the classic reaction. If you fall over anywhere, your immediate reaction is, oh my God, is any, you know, am I hurt in any way? Am I cut? Am I bruised? Am I, no, oh, fuck yeah. that. It's no. immediately. Oh. Did anybody see that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? You're straight away, your immediate thought is, yeah. am I going to be embarrassed by this?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why when you see doctors on radio programs and all, and they're doing like, we really need to watch ourselves with fast foods. Obesity is a rising epidemic. And, you know, if you continue to do it, you can get diabetes and heart and all. But if they just says, if you eat too much Chinese, you're going to shite yourself in town.
Yeah.
You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
That
you know?
Would be, that's like, a good campaign, you know, now. If you were to go, you know the way the cigarettes have gone with the very, and they're nasty looking things. People's teeth
horrible.
Falling out.
Oh,
and bits of them and missing
cigarette packets
things
are disgusting. Yeah,
yeah. So all that. But if you were to do that from a food capacity, and the pictures they were put on were pictures of, like, you know, the likes of us with, you know, the underbelly. You know when your belly hangs down under your teeth?
Yeah, under
you
your
get that classic
yeah.
thing where your t-shirt isn't long enough.
Yeah,
so your
yeah,
stomach
yeah.
hangs down underneath it, and you get that, like, you know.
Exactly.
Women get side boob, lads get underbelly.
Underbelly, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? You get pictures of that, or people rammed into a pair of ski pants or
yeah,
something.
Exactly, yeah. People, a lad in his three-quarter lengths because it's all he had left one morning when he woke up and his jeans didn't fit.
Yeah.
And all his mates laughing because he had to wear them to work. Something like that is far more effective, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. Or as you say, somebody who is literally kind of like, you know, I don't know, just throwing up all over themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're much more likely to avoid shame than death, which is a strange sort of part of the human
condition. Yeah,
condition,
no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, you know, we're less worried about. It's like that. You remember that mad saying that used to go? I never knew if it was actually true about people that, you know, this fear of public speaking is supposed to be one of the biggest fears of all.
It's the number one fear.
Exactly. And you know, remember they used to have that line that if the person who had to give the talk. The eulogy.
If you're at a funeral,
yeah.
you would rather be the person in the box than the person giving the eulogy. Yes.
That personifies kind
that's
of like
human condition.
Embarrassment is way more, you know, you consider embarrassment way worse than actual, like, death.
I'm death. Death. Isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah.
Actual death. And then yet we still live in a society where some wanker will turn up with a guitar to a party, you know?
Yeah.
Or where somebody will, like,
yeah, but
will
not,
stand
that,
next to you in a pub and bore the arse off you about their operations or something.
But is that not a sign? You know the way they used to say that you could tell a psychopath by the way they treat animals or something? Or
yeah.
a sociopath, or one of the paths. Anyway,
I think they're the same.
You know what I mean? The path to the road to nowhere, whatever, the yellow brick road, something
yeah.
you could tell by the way they treated animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the other way is, who takes out a guitar at a party?
Exactly.
Straight away, that lad should be tagged as one of the paths.
The best thing about
socio,
those lads.
Psycho, whatever it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, an arsehole path.
That's it.
And you know, those people, you know the ones that take out guitars and you know they're building up to try them one of their own. That's what does my head in. They're trying to turn a party into a gig.
Right.
So, you know, they start off with the usual shite. So they start murdering. There it is. A house
yeah.
in New Orleans. You're like,
wow.
oh no.
Is that the way Damien Dempsey started?
You're like, yeah. You know, and you're like, here we go. And then what's after that? It's like there's like Stairway to Heaven or something.
They'll, yeah, well, they'll somebody will always have a go at Hotel California. Or no, American Pie.
American Pie.
They'll
that's
always
the one,
do
yeah.
that, yeah, yeah.
My Miss American Pie.
Why did they always choose the longest?
The long, yeah, ones that go on forever. Yeah, and then it's Oasis, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Today, it's got to be the day that the hell's going on all and all.
Yeah.
And that's when you'll get the whole. They won't say anything, they'll just start playing, you know. And it's like.
And somebody will. And they're hoping that they'll get. All they need is the in.
All
somebody goes.
The in.
What's that now?
What's that
one?
Yeah.
Oh,
this
one
of me own,
little
yeah.
one I've been working on.
I don't want to go on about it, it's just one of my own. I'll sing it for you, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Oh, there's a guy at the station in Limerick. And there's a horse tied to the gate. Why are we so full of hate? I just want to eat. You're like, oh my God, that's shit.
What?
That is shit.
Why is your go-to performer always Damien Dempsey? It's just that everything is always kind of like, you can't sing anything unless it becomes full Damien Dempsey.
I think that's just my reference to music.
Brilliant.
I do think Damien Dempsey is brilliant though, by
yeah.
the way.
By the way, can we just not talk about him? I think we did enough damage to us when we spoke about him. Let's just go back to, you know, wankers with guitars at parties.
That's what'll happen. I'll be at a party now someday and someone will go, there's a lad after walking in downstairs with a guitar and they'll go, what the fuck? Tell him to fuck off. Or go down, it'll be someone like the best gig ever. Private gig with Damien Dempsey. And I'd be like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, everyone would be like, what are you talking about? This is the best thing that could have ever happened.
It's the same, you know, the way of, that's for musicians, naturally, or whatever, those people who are like, you know, they're amateur musicians.
Yeah.
Do you get amateur comedians?
Not so much. But what you do get with comedians...
Taxi drivers.
Well, not so much that. But what you do get is like, you lads who you realise you're in there... Someone will go, oh yeah, I do a bit of comedy and all. And then they'll go,
why do they
they'll
say
try
that?
And drop it like it's a conversation then.
Yeah.
So, I was doing a gig there in Montreal and, I said to them, I says...
in Montreal?
Yeah, whatever. Montreal County Cavan now.
Yeah.
And I was doing a gig...
Montreal, it's the name of the community centre, isn't it?
Yeah, the Montreal Community Centre. Yeah. And I was doing a gig there and, so I says to them, I says, how did you get here tonight? And they'll go into something.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. And you know, like literally retelling you a story of a joke at a gig that was half empty that no one laughed at.
Oh,
you do get a bit of that now. You get a lot of that actually. You know, and then you're going, where's just the weirdos that walk up and go, here, you can use this. You know, let's come up. So you know, you can use this. You definitely get loads of that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's always racist or homophobic or some sort of. Sometimes they're so bad. They'll make you realise there's a discrimination out there you didn't even know existed.
Yeah, there's an ism you haven't even
heard about.
You haven't even come across.
Yeah, so there's a dog in a wheelchair, right, and he's blind. And you're like, what?
I'll stop you there.
I don't want to hear where this goes. Oh, no, it's good. There's a dog in a wheelchair, right? And so he calls up to a blind man. And he gives him a cigarette. You're like, this is going to be the worst, you know.
Because I was just thinking, if the same applied, it would be weird if you were at a party and if some lad turned around and went just out of nowhere, just decided to kind of like, I don't know, step up on a box or something, or step up on a table and go, listen, right, I tell you what, we get a few jokes going, will we? I'll start. Here we
imagine,
go.
Yeah. Imagine.
And just did this weird impromptu amateur comedy gig.
It would be that sort of stuff, wouldn't it?
But the real, because you know the way we always said that the person you have to avoid the most, right?
Yeah.
Is the person that turns around and tells you themselves, I'm gassed now.
Yeah, they're worse.
If you hear those, somebody says that,
I'm mad or I'm gassed.
Exactly. Don't mind me. I'm gassed. I'm mad. Oh, I do want, you know.
There's nothing worse.
Oh,
yeah.
It's literally leave now. Leave save
now.
Yourself. I mean, save yourself.
The only lad worse than that fucker is the lad who tries to tell you how tough he is. You know, they're like, you want, yeah. And he said, what? You say, yeah, sorry, you know. And he did that to you. So now what do I do? Or the fucking donkey kicked him in the face like that. And then they're grabbing him by the head, swiftly up against the wall. Karate chop in the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Fuck on, you'd be dead. No, you'll never breathe again.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
A lad who thinks he should have been in the SAS or something.
Yeah,
he should have been a paratrooper.
Yeah, the donkey kicked him up like that. And you'd have chopped him in the neck. And that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
And they'd tell you, you wouldn't say that. I'd say, your man rings me. And you know what I says to him? I says, come over here, say that. I'll give you an elbow in the bottom of the jaw. Your teeth will fall out. Nose, you fucking sneaky bastard. You're like, you wouldn't do any of this. None of it. None of this. This is your inflating your ego. You know, I know you won't do this. I saw you, you nearly tripped going into the jacks, you half it, and broke your neck on the door.
The best part is when they have the excuse. You know, if you were to turn around and go, because he's in the kitchen there. He's only out there saying it to me. Oh yeah, well I mean, like obviously I don't have my right shoes on.
Or else.
Like I was wearing runners, but I mean I'm in slip-ons. I wouldn't be able to do a donkey kicking slip-ons.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or else
you never see the SAS in slip-ons.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
or else someone will say something to insult him, and he'll walk off, and no one will say anything. It goes quiet. You ever see that? You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're all quiet. And then when your man's totally gone out of sight, totally gone, anyway, he'll turn around and go, he's fucking lucky I didn't. He's lucky I didn't smash this lass over his head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tell you something, only for I didn't want to cause a disturbance in the party, I would tell you something, he'd be dead.
I swear to God, I was half thinking, I'm going, well, I was going to say, is he walk out of jail for? I nearly did. I was going to pour the pint out of my own head and smash the glass into his head. But they decided against it. Oh, God. You
fantasist.
Boring old
fantasist.
Fucking tart.
Right, listen, let's give you a few of the bits from during the week on the show. With a wide-ranging array of topics talked about this week on the show, as usual, including, believe it or not, it's not very often it happens, but the priesthood made an appearance.
They did make an appearance because it might be a plan for us sometime in the future.
It may yet be in our future.
You never know,
We had a chat about that.
Even though Jim is a godless heathen, I can't imagine.
I thought you were going to say a god there for a moment. But anyway. You're probably aware of this already. We had a chat about this discussion about the Irish passport and how it might get, you know, the emblems might be changed.
Yeah, there's talk about it. They're bringing it up.
I have to say, a few Nova listeners had some interesting There was actually, there was even ones we couldn't read out.
Yeah, which is great, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
People who want big, old, you know, genitalia, and it's disgusting.
Also, at one stage during the week, what were we talking about that involved household jobs? What was that
We
about?
Were talking about the parts of your house that you don't know where anything is, and when the professional comes and he wants your advice, you know, where's the boiler, you know, how bad we are, and even not knowing how to do it, of even knowing where these things are. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That led to PJ's famous description of his house, which I won't spoil it for you, but that in itself is worth hanging on for. And also, speaking of PJ, he had a particular episode. Calm down. It's not one of the big ones. He had this particular episode that was self-inflicted, and it didn't involve alcohol.
No, it didn't.
But it had a heck of an effect on him.
Oh, gee, yes,
a heck of an effect.
Still having an effect on me. I'm not happy about it at all.
Right, have a listen, and we'll chat to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
The man who gorged himself to the point where he literally is in borderline food coma.
I'm in
this
an awful
morning.
State today because he's, of yesterday.
He's literally, I was trying to shake him awake. Clint is giving him strictly, like, you know, legal and over-the-counter drugs and everything. But, you know, like, as I say, just to point out again, legal and over-the-counter stuff to try and, you know, invigorate him. Shake him from this.
Come here, all I did was go and have a fish and chips. That's literally all I did. It's sounding like that.
Well, hang on a second. It's not like you're suffering from food poisoning or anything. You said yourself,
great food.
You just feel stuffed.
I can't shake. I lay awake all night last night with a big lump in my gut that I couldn't move. Woke up this morning thinking, at least I'll be gone. Woke up. I was awake all night, I says. And then I got up this morning. A lump of me got still here. I can't. I'm so uncomfortable. It's hurting me back.
You're like that Homer Simpson episode where he just wouldn't let the sandwich go.
Yeah.
How much fish and chips must you have imbibed?
Oh, geez, to create a lot.
Anyway,
I'm nutting on some people. Like, that's the thing.
I think we could make money out of you because you are somebody who has, as I said in the past, embraced the idea of just eating everything.
Yeah.
Like if you eat with PJ. You have to eat.
You have to eat all.
Like, if you're not going to eat, you have to be prepared for him to say, are you finishing that?
You're not eating that yet.
Yeah.
You're going to leave that there, are you?
Yeah. You don't regard the meal as being finished unless everybody's plate is empty.
Come here, I was there with Kelly last night. You know, this is a regular now thing that happens. And they're going, are you eating that? Because she eats so slow, I swear to God. It's like watching a blind bird looking. Like, it is just...
Just to be fair to Kelly, right? Does she actually eat at a normal pace and you hoover?
No. I'm actually going to say it's one extreme and another. I'm going to say that. It's really... fair point. A good point, well made, unfortunately. Hate when you have an accurate sort of temperature to your tone.
Right.
And she goes... she's like... And I was there, are you eating that? And she goes, I am. I was there, you haven't touched a chip in 10 minutes now. Are you eating it? I am. I was there going... Because I'll eat what you don't eat. And she goes, that's fine. You don't have to rush me. I was like, right. It's just, they're going cold. So if you're going to eat them, eat them now.
Because by the time I get to clean your plate, I don't want them to be freezing.
Yeah, I don't want to be eating cold food. I don't want to be eating cold food.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know she's not going to get to them. So, like, just be honest. What are you going to eat?
Should I intervene now and start eating some of them for you?
Yeah. And she's like, I
know.
Just stop pressuring. It's taking longer. I'm having babies. You know, I'm like, oh God.
Anyway, so you obviously imbibed a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think we should embrace it as you have done and try and make a few quid out of you.
Competitive eating.
Yes.
Like, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think I'd be any good at it, to be honest. Like in the paper today, look at this fella, Joey the Jaws Chestnut. His name is.
Oh my God.
And Joey the Jaws Chestnut.
Can I just hold you there? People of the Nova Nation, we have got to guess the competitive eating name for PJ Gallagher.
Yay. Oh, that's
so he's what? Joey DeJaws?
Chestnut.
Chestnut.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Paddy the Chomper.
08718181000. That's your challenge,
people. Look, he's after opening up.
We want the competitive eating name for the great PJ Gallagher.
Can you actually imagine this hex he's after bringing in on me now?
Anyway, pray continue.
Yeah. So Joey the Jaws Chestnut, he ends he wins every competition he goes into. He was in Coney Island yesterday, first place again. A very unsurprising first place for the men's hot dog eating competition. He rhythmically devoured 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 62 in 10 minutes. 13 more than his closest competitor.
That
which is outrageous.
62 hot dogs.
They asked him how he felt.
I'd won the other night. And to be honest with you, kind of struggled to finish it.
There you go, yeah. Now, isn't that amazing? And then he sits down and he says, "How do you feel?" He goes, "Oh, that was a roller coaster emotionally." That's what he says. And then he goes, "But I'm just happy I got to eat some hot dogs and win a competition." That's all he says. And he goes, "Oh, thankfully there's still some space in his stomach for some of these beers." That's what he said.
So he went and had a few beers.
And he had a few beers then. What an absolute animal.
Is there money involved in competitive
half
eating?
$500,000 dollars he's made over the last few years.
Oh my God, man.
Half a million dollars. I beg your pardon. $500,000 this year is what he's made.
I hear.
Devouring hot
we
dogs.
We have to get you on the circuit.
Yeah, I don't know. I only had one fish and chips. I'm nearly bursting. As long as it's a fish and chips and half your girlfriend's dinner. As long as that's the aim.
Maybe you're right. Maybe competitive eating, as in quantity, isn't your forte. Maybe
speed. Speed.
Maybe
either.
You're built more for speed.
I think
than
I
for,
am.
Than for endurance.
Yeah, I'm not a long distance eater. I'm more like a dog. I'm a speed eater. You know,
speed eating. That's got to be a thing as well.
Yeah, I do remember that. Like when my ma came in years ago, one of my ex-girlfriends came in. She brought in a cake and she left a cake and the thing, you know.
Mm.
And we went down to the they went down to the kitchen to get plates on. She came back, the cake was gone, and she goes, "Where's the cake gone? Oh my God, the dog's after eating it." I was there. The dog is after eating it. The dog is after eating it.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Now, I did ask for you to contribute a suitable name for PJ's competitive eating moniker.
Yeah, this is great. This
We've
is
decided
like...
it's not going to be about quantity, it's going to be about speed in PJ's case. But still, nonetheless, because apparently there's a story in the paper this morning that somebody called, what was their name again? Something the Jaws.
The Jaws. His name is...
Joey
the Jaws Chestnut, yeah.
Brilliant.
That's his name.
Made $500,000
this year.
Just this year.
And it's only 6 months in he's made it.
Through competitive eating. So I'm trying to get PJ on the circuit. The Gobbler Gallagher. Not bad. Shovel Mouth.
PJ. I actually nearly got sick when he said that.
PJ Shovel Mouth Gallagher.
Shovel Mouth?
That has so many other good connotations. Doesn't it?
I mean, it works in... It's multi-layered,
absolutely,
really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be just competitive eating. PJ the Gob Gallagher. PJ the Mental Muncher.
The Mental Muncher?
PJ the Guzzler Gallagher.
Mental Muncher? That is so offensive. I love it. I actually love it.
The penny's only just dropped with me.
Yeah,
that's actually very good.
The Mental Muncher is absolutely marvellous.
That'd be great. You could get a tagline in it.
Yeah.
PJ the Mental Muncher Gallagher.
Straight out.
He's out of his mind. Yeah.
Out of his mind and soon to be out of his body. The Mental Muncher. That is absolute. I actually love that.
PJ the Gut Gallagher.
Yeah, the Gut. Yeah, that's like an old wrestler's name, isn't it?
PJ the Piranha Gallagher.
The Piranha's pretty good.
Not bad at all. PJ the Monster Mouth Gallagher.
Monster
Mouth does have... It does have it. You know what I mean? Again... More uses than just your competitive eating.
I mean, even have a soundtrack, you know, the Halloween one. You go, he's got the mouth. He's got the monster mouth. He's got a mouth.
PJ the Piranha Joker. I suppose that's a PJ thing. Oh, there.
Oh, yeah.
PJ Praying Jaws Gallagher. Like a praying mantis.
Like a praying mantis, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got, it's kind of, yeah. And you know, all the fishy ones are good, you know, on theme of what I did to myself last night.
Mickey was on with PJ the Gorger.
The Gorger.
Gallagher.
So indulgent, isn't it? Gorger. Gorge is such an awful word, isn't it?
Yvonne has been on from, where's that? Bunzel. What's that?
Bunzel.
I don't know where that's from. Anyway, Gannis Gullis Gallagher. What?
Gannis Gullis Gallagher. Gannet Gullet.
PJ Wobbly Chops Gallagher.
Yeah, oh my God.
Pithole Gallagher. Great White Gallagher. Oh, that's
The Great White is actually a proper name.
Your PJ could stand for Pig Jaws Gallagher.
Pig Jaws. Pig Jaws. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, imagine. And here he is, the mental muncher, Pig PJ. Jaws.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
I'm trying to do this renovation thing because, you know, twins arriving and everything, as if that's not going to be expensive enough. And then you're trying to do the renovation and get a house livable, properly livable, you know.
Yeah.
Like, turn it around, make those bedrooms. And I fit right into this category. There's a story in the paper today that people literally know nothing about what is in their houses or how their houses operate is the best way to
Which
put it.
Which is why, obviously, you can't kind of just decide, right, that's it, I won't be paying out that money, I'll do it myself.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. So, and this is, and that's what they're asking people, do you know where these things are in your house? And I can actually, I'm going to put down the story and just tell you.
Okay.
Because I am exactly this person. The plumber came in, I was there going, so what do you need done? I was there going, I need a plumbing. And he's like, right, where's the boiler? I said,
I need the plumbing.
I need the plumbing. I said, I didn't ask about the boiler. He said, where is it? I said, yes, that's right. And then he goes, is it? I can't even remember the question. He goes, so what is it you have there now? Is it gun rod or gun metal or gun grey gun or something? I was like, I don't know. He goes, is there a, he goes, is there a basement? I was there, I don't think so. And then he comes back and goes, there is.
There's a basement in your house, is there?
Apparently a crawl space or a flood basement or something.
Wow.
Right. I was like, well, I didn't know that. And then he goes, right. And where's the, where, he goes, is it gas or electric? And I went, what? And he went, the house. And I was like, well, I don't have to plug it in, was my only answer. I don't have to plug it in. And he goes, you don't have to plug what in? I said, the house. I don't know what you're asking me. And then he said, what's the, he goes, what's that outside? He pointed to the thing. I was there, the oil tank thing.
The sea?
And he goes,
no,
the,
not that thing.
Not the, the oil tank. He goes, what do you use that? I went, well, I don't use it, but the house.
I once leaned my motorbike against it.
I was there, the house might use it. He goes, when was the last time you had it filled? I was there, I never had it filled. He goes, right, so you don't use it. He goes.
And this is one trade.
This is
one trade. We're still on plumbing.
Oh, yeah, you was at the electrician then. Where do you want the sockets? I was there, well, just on the wall. Like, where was your, what are you talking about?
Well, not on the ceiling. I won't be able to reach.
Yeah, don't be stupid if they're on the floor, aren't you? Just, you know, you have to go through all the... and I'm not the only one. Like, do you know where your... what's the name of this? Where do you know where your stopcock for the water is? Do you know where that is?
Well... now, interesting you should ask that question.
Right.
Because remember the time I had the tank overflow?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. You got the leak and through the ceiling and
exactly,
all
and it came through the ceiling of the bathroom or whatever. Oh, not a lot now, thankfully, right? But I literally went into that mode of like, oh, jeepers, come on, quick, turn it off!
Panic, right? yeah.
But and all I could do was, right, I'd no idea what the actual main thing, whatever, I should have done first. So I literally found every pipe that was accessible in the, you know, the hot press or whatever, and just turned it.
Yeah,
just turned everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Now, no. Turns out now, believe it or not, there's one outside your house that turns off everything coming into your house.
Outside my house?
Who knew that?
I didn't know that. Outside my house as well.
Well, I'm assuming so.
Whose house is that in?
So, right, okay,
right,
so no,
so
I wouldn't I wouldn't immediately be able to kind of go to relevant stopcock.
Right, would you know how to fix a leak? No, we've gone there.
No, we've established that.
How to repressurise the boiler. I don't even know where it is, the boiler.
Repressure, that sounds very technical.
These are apparently basic
things. Is that meant to be a DIY
things?
Job? Repressurising your boiler.
Some, do you know where your gas meter is?
Do you repressurise your boiler? Do you stand there going, come on!
Yeah.
Do better!
Come on!
Do better!
Yeah.
More!
If you don't get better at this, I'm going to start plugging the house in. I'm going to start plugging you in. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And then like, do you know where your gas meter is? Do you know where it is?
Where my gas meter is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you see, there you go.
Just give me a second to remember.
I was onto Airtricity, right? I got onto them and then I filled out the form.
Wait, what am I talking about? I don't have gas.
Oh, yeah.
I just realised we have oil heating and electricity. Yeah. No.
You see, and there's you laughing at me.
Do I? No, I don't have. I do. I can't. No, we must have.
Look at you.
No, I wonder what air cooker. Oh, no.
Well, this is what happened to me, because I rang electricity and I was there saying, I'm on your website. I'm putting in the digits, you know, to update the meter readings.
Yeah.
And won't accept them. And they were there going, well, what? It was. And they were like, well, read them out to me. So I read them out and I says, that's not possible. I says, well, it's literally on the meter. And they said, well, it couldn't be, because that's thousands less than what was on the last time. It can't go backwards. And I went, hold on a minute. I came back to them and says, right, how do I know which one is the gas and which one is the electric? And they went...
So have you been reading out the electric numbers?
To the gas. And then I'm ringing them up going, this is bloody ridiculous.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
So traditionally, we've always gotten our passport, and of course, right there, front and centre, is the harp, the Irish harp.
Mm.
And they're saying they might get rid of it. The Department of Foreign Affairs, they're sort of looking into changing the harp to something that represents sort of natural Ireland, you know, like one of our natural birds or animals or plants or something that's, you know, our natural, diverse little island that we're on at the moment. And there's all sorts of suggestions. Some people saying a curlew or a red squirrel. You know, that might be one
of
them.
The weird one was the bumblebee.
Bumblebee, yeah, someone's saying a bumblebee or an Irish hare, you know.
Is
that's the weird one?
Is a bumblebee particularly Irish? Are bumblebees not other places in the world?
I guess maybe we've a particular type, but the one that got me was the St. Patrick's cabbage. Imagine having the cabbage in the front of your passport.
St. Patrick's cabbage?
Yeah. I don't even know the difference. The amount of jokes, though. No need to put a cabbage on his one. There's already one on the inside.
Because to be honest with you, when you were saying there about the natural kind of thing, I mean, I suppose it'd have to be the potato. Could you put a potato on the front of the passport?
Of course you could put a potato on the front of it. Of course you could. We're the root crop capital of the world, Jim.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Imagine having the passport actually kind of almost like named after you.
Imagine. Is that your picture on the front, or is it the one in the middle? That's to be saying to me.
Why
don't you two pictures?
You don't like the harp.
I hate the harp.
Why?
I hate it, and I loathe the harp. Every single time the harp comes through my door in an envelope, it's a bill from the revenue. Every single time. Or a fine for something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't... The harp is just associated to just... every time I see a harp, it costs me a couple of £100.
You
every
do associate
time.
It with bad news.
Yeah,
affairs.
Every time. It should be a pigeon. It should put a pigeon. I've said it before. The pigeon is the most loyal Irish thing in the history of Ireland ever.
Very Dublin though, isn't it?
Ah, to hell with the rest of them. You put the pigeon on the front.
So maybe we should have a Dublin passport.
And a pigeon can stand on O'Connell Street. He can spread his wings. He can go anywhere he wants in the whole world at any time. Anywhere. And you say, go. And he goes, nah, you're all right. I'll stay here.
Yeah,
and me brothers are here now. I said, but you're eating a cigarette butt and a dog poo. Your leg got blown off and a pair of, oh yeah, but you know yourself, there's no place like home and all. You know, that's what pigeons are like.
Yeah. I very Dublin pigeon, that one now, but still. I mean, yeah.
Every square they're out there the same. They're going, so where would you go?
See, the only trouble with the pigeon is, right, I kind of agree with you. There is a very pigeon kind
it's
of
most
Dublin
Irish thing.
Yeah, again, though, but you kind of like, you know, Trafalgar Square is famous for its pigeons.
And right.
That's Ingerland.
Well, it should be a Jack Russell outside a chipper then.
Now you're talking.
That's what it should be. Outside, at the front of the passport should look like a chipper, and in front of it should be a Jack Russell. It represents us well. It's small, but it's aggressive. It's small, but it thinks it can do anything.
Yeah.
So symbol for Ireland?
That is a very Irish one. In fact, Anto's just pondering the question, though. If you know the way you don't like the harp, what if it was a can of harp? If it was a can of harp on the front, always drink responsibly, of course. If it was a can of harp on the front of the passport, would that ease your pain?
Well, like you said, Jim, it's a passport to represent all of Ireland, not just Dundalk. So, you know, we'd have to try and spread it a little bit further than that, you know.
Yeah. Irish wolfhound? That's
Irish
impressive.
Wolfhound, that's not bad,
that's
yeah.
impressive. That's a suggestion.
It'd have
somebody.
To be a double page thing, though. You'd have to be you need to open it like a newspaper. You know,
there's a few suggestions that are maybe personifying the less savoury aspects of Irish culture.
Oh, really?
So Steve has suggested we put a picture of a can of Dutch Gold on the front.
Once again, a very specific sort of a thing. Imagine.
Yeah.
A can of Dutch gold.
There's another one there from somebody. I'm not even sure I can read it out.
With the word Dutch written on the front of it. Straight away, I foresee a problem. You know?
There should be a highwayman with a swag bag.
Ah, no.
That's very, yeah. Very reminiscent of the Irish society.
But this is the
in.
Point. This is what they're trying to do, right? Instead of, like, you know, summing up what's negative about Ireland, you know, we always confuse Ireland as we live in a political entity or we live in an economy. We're more than that, Jim. We're a culture. We're not just an economy. It's a you and a me and a them and yeah. the people. The stoats and the moles and the dogs and the cats, you know. And we're all Ireland.
And yet still, people are just constantly sending in like pints of Guinness and all that. I mean, I know you're trying to create a cultural environment. It's not really working.
No one's really calling for it.
People are going for a Yumfla on a scrambler and all.
Ah, Yumfla.
Marty Morrissey in his vest. I mean, these are the kind of suggestions that are coming in.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
A few responses actually to that story about the plan to potentially change the symbol on the front of the Irish passport. It's currently the harp. Not everybody's in favour of changing it. I'm no big deal with the harp. I know you're saying you just associate it with bad news.
I do, yeah, just some bills and all, yeah.
You see, this is the way you should be thinking, though. Mike and Tip has been on to explain it to you. The harp is a symbol of Ireland since the 13th century. It goes back to Irish mythology. The lady harp, what? Would arrive to comfort dying warriors on the battlefield. So if you fall and you hear a harp, I'm sorry, but the end is near. Ah, no. Leave the harp.
What? That's supposed to make me like it even more. You hear it on your dead.
Says Mike and Tip.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I never liked it. It's also, you know, the way the British royals and all that, the harp is how they represent Ireland on it.
Right.
Won't be having that. So there's loads of things.
Okay, well then, what about...
I still want the pigeon. The humble Dublin pigeon, I think is the best.
No, I'm sorry, but Johnny's having none of it. He says, no pigeon should be on the passport. The only good pigeon is a pigeon with a car tyre mark across its back.
Yeah, well, he heard the harp, didn't he? Poor fella.
He wasn't too happy about that.
He died for Ireland.
Somebody saying the Irish elk might be a good one.
Should none of them left.
Well, there you go. It's a commemoration.
I feel bad. Here's a picture of something we used to have, but we ate them all. That's a bit, you know.
Well, what about this from Paul? What about a spice bag?
We're getting there now.
Spice bag as
now
a symbol of Ireland.
Now we're getting there, yeah.
Or, of course, and this would have to come in.
Mark
has been on say, lads, it should be a map of Cork. To remind the nation and the world of the real capital.
It's like Eric said, you know, Eric Lawler told me a great joke the other day. He just goes, if you're a vegan from Cork, like literally, what do you say next?
Exactly.
Or first.
What do you say first?
First, not next. Oh, I wrecked it. Oh, for God's sake.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Now, of course, my learned friend and colleague here, PJ Gallagher, apart from being a madness fan, is a man who's not averse to trying his hands at lots of things. He's had many different careers over the years. He's been, you know, literally, it's becoming ridiculous. Like, the list is endless. He's, you know, stand-up comedian, actor, writer, playwrighty type person. I almost forgot that radio.
How could you forget such a thing?
So, in fairness to you, changing careers would be no big deal.
I don't know about that.
You do, like, yeah, it's no problem to you. You just adapt.
Not really.
But what happens, like, when all of this entertainment business passes you by?
When it's come and gone. What will I do?
And more importantly, what will I do?
And more importantly, what will you do? Exactly. But it turns out there's hope for us yet. While radio DJ. From up in the north there, Reverend Sean Doherty. I just gave away what his job is because he's left to become a priest. He's been up there from Highland Radio in the north in Donegal. He's been at it for almost 30 years. And he was officially ordained yesterday by the Bishop of Derry. And he'll be doing his first Mass ever today.
Wow, first Mass gig ever. Today.
Yeah, is today, yeah.
But sure, it'd be just like doing a live event. It'd be like doing a personal appearance.
Well,
or an OB.
Like you're doing an OB. I guess, yeah, he's done all the rehearsals. Now he gets to do the full-on transubstantiation for real
So was his programme, the stuff he was DJing on, was it, or whatever he was doing, was it What sort of, was it religiously?
No, not
leaning?
At all. No, it was just nice hill radio. How's it going out there?
So he
just one goes out to Mary Murphy, hanging around the Donegal Hills. Woo! Hope you're having a good time with the cattle. Jerry's out walking the dogs. You know, nice, pleasant radio stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just that making
family
people,
friendly, I assume.
Exactly, making people feel like they have a presence of a in their lives, whatever.
Right.
You know, all that sort of stuff that radio sort of, what are they called? What are the fellas, what's the job of the people to tell us how to do radio? What's them?
Consultants?
Yeah, them lot.
Oh, yeah.
So
nobody listens to them, don't
say. Oh,
they're just people who couldn't make it in radio. So but the, anyway, so his job was just, he was a general DJ, was he?
Yeah, he was generally, he's ran this show for nearly 30 years and he turned around and he says, do you know something, I want to do something else, I want to go a different way. It's no surprise he was a religious man, but it is a big surprise that 6 years ago he said, right, I'm going to study, I'm going to go for this. His friends were really surprised with him and he's after him, he's done it. Now he's the Reverend. So the Reverend will do his first mass in Muff in Donegal.
I don't know if it's going to work for us.
Going to a new religious life.
I'm not even sure they'd let us in.
I don't know. You'd be like, I can't see you being a priest, but I could definitely see you being like a hermit, like monk, you know. Because you know the way, me and Jim, right? We were sitting out on Saturday. We met up on Saturday. We were having a few jars and that. And Jim's other half was there, you know, Phyllis. And she was sitting there. Yvonne was sitting there. And we were laughing so much because Jim McCabe is a lovely fella, right? But there's one person who hates him. And he's always giving him grief. And that's Jim McCabe. And she was like, when are you going to stop giving out to yourself? She says he was getting ready for bed the other night and he dropped a tablet on the ground, right? A tablet, dropped it on the ground. Easy thing to do.
Vitamin thing, yeah.
A vitamin tablet. A vitamin tablet. And all she could hear was, ah, yeah, that's typical of you, isn't it? You can't do that, right? Oh, yeah.
Surely
why don't you just pick it up and choke on it? Still right, what would you be doing?
Surely everybody does that, gives out to themselves.
Not like you, man. You could be the next St. Kevin. We just get rid of him, put you into Glendalough in a tower on your own, and you just sit there going, I'm sorry for existing, God. Thanks for having me alive and all, but I don't deserve it. I'm just going to give me shoes to a homeless man. Socks to an old goat to chew.
If I did become a priest, I'd be deadly in confession.
Oh, you
would.
You
could come in
you?
And confess anything, and I'd be like, you think that's bad? You think that's bad? Oh, shit, that's not even in the Ha'penny
place. Come in and say,
you want to see the stuff I've done?
I'm after killing three people. Oh, well, they probably deserved it. You know what I did? Dropped a whole bottle of vitamin tablets all over the grass. You'd be letting people off with everything, all the confessions, not a bother.
Yeah, and actually, to be honest with you, if you ever went down the priesthood route, it'd be a very different type of confession.
Oh God,
somebody'd be in there and going, oh God, I feel awful. I'm out there doing this, and I was watching this thing, and it was, you know, it was very rude, and everything was very, you know, and you'd be there, right, okay. Do you still have it?
Do you have a phone number? You feel bad because you got a dodgy box. What you pay for that? I know him. Is he still selling them?
You'd be just using it as a fact-finding mission.
Yeah, yeah. I bought two stolen televisions. And, that's awful. And do you need the two of them? You feel? I think you should give one of them away now. Make you feel better.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what you should do, actually, to make amends? You should probably give one to the church. I'll take it off you here.
I'll take it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
There you go, folks. A few of the best bits from Morning Glory during the week. I'll tell you something. Priesthood to Fat PJ. What a selection of delectations.
Mm. I think I'm going to put that in. That's the last chapter in my book, from fatness to the priesthood. Maybe that the next one. Book two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing now. Very soon we're going to be able to chat about your book, aren't we?
Because we can chat about it now anyway.
The closer we get to it, of course. As in release date.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be able to, because we'll be able to do all of the things that, you know, like proper writers do.
Like what?
Do you mean like little book readings and kind of stuff. We'll have little, you know, you'll be able to do like they do in your version of doing those extracts in the Sunday papers.
Oh, I can't wait to do them.
No, you won't be allowed to do them.
Oh, really?
No, you'll have to do it on this show.
Oh,
you'll
even
have
better.
To come on and go, today I'm going to read you two pages. It'll be like story time.
Oh.
It'll be like Jack and Ori with PJ.
Yeah.
You'll just come on and read a page from your book.
I'll be there. Chapter, I'll be there. Okay, today I'm going to do the chapter of When I Met Jim. The day I met Jim, the complete look of utter disdain on his face was one that will never leave me until the day that I die.
You see, all that, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. And all the other bits and pieces that go
he
with
shook
it.
My hand and wiped it on his trousers and then excused himself as he used hand sanitizer.
Yeah, the only part I have to confess I'm not looking forward to is the part where for this is the signings. I'm not looking forward to the signings because I'll have to do them because you can't write.
We'll just make stamps. Just make stamps. All over the place.
I'm gonna have to sit beside you. You'll be there going. Certainly, who will I make it out to? Can you make it out to Siobhan? Yep, absolutely. Jim, how do you spell Siobhan?
Yeah, Jim, that's S Y, isn't it? SYB.
Anyway, all for the future. In the meantime, enjoy yourselves.
Adios, everybody.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.